Hello and welcome to The Buck Stops Here. I'm Ankita Mukherjee. Yet another case of so-called saffron terror that now appears to be unraveling. 9 years after 7 people died in the communally sensitive town of Malegaon in Maharashtra, key accused Lieutenant Colonel Prasad Purohit was granted bail today by the Supreme Court, which flagged the delay in the start of the trial, as well as the glaring contradictions between the charge sheets of the Maharashtra ATS, which initially investigated the case, and the National Investigation Agency, which took over later. While the country's top counter-terror agency, the NIA, had opposed bail for Purohit, saying there was proof that he had made and supplied bombs used, the Congress has now launched an all-out attack against the agency, accusing also the government of protecting, quote-unquote, all RSS-connected accused. The Congress party has even raised questions over the NIA chief getting 2 extensions. As Lieutenant Colonel Prasad Purohit stands in this political crossfire, we ask tonight, is he villain or victim?
An 8 years and 8 month wait ends for Prasad Srikant Purohit's wife.
I really wish that any kind of political influence had been kept out of this case right since the beginning. That would have been much easier on me.
Though the National Investigating Agency and the victims' families opposed bail to Purohit, the Supreme Court allowed him to come out of jail with conditions. The court reasoned, there are variations in the charge sheets filed by Maharashtra ATS and NIA. The trial is likely to take long time, and Prasad Purohit has been in jail for 8 years and 8 months. When personal liberty is involved, there must be minimum interference by court. Charges have not been framed against Purohit. Meanwhile, a discharge plea is being heard. Lawyers for the accused say previous government is responsible for trying to project the case as a right-wing conspiracy. Congress leader Digvijay Singh tweeted, Colonel Purohit gets bail. It was expected as the present BJP government is protecting all the accused connected with RSS in all bomb blast cases.
Jisko insaaf milna chahiye wo milega. Mere kehne se to insaaf badalne wala nahi hai.
Purohit was charged with conspiracy, supplying money and explosives for the blast. He was charged under anti-terror law MACOCA, but it was later dropped.
Let's analyze those facts rather than go on so-and-so government and so-and-so agency.
Mr. Prasad Srikant Purohit will be coming out of the jail soon, but a long legal battle lies ahead in the NIA court, and he has to prove his innocence to come out clean. With Saurav Gupta and Sonal Mehrotra Kapoor, this is Arunachalam Vaidyanathan, NDTV.
Well, I spoke earlier to Aparna Purohit, the wife of Lieutenant Colonel Prasad Purohit, who was very emotional in court today. This is a moment she's been waiting for close to 9 years. I began by asking her whether she had, in fact, been waiting for this moment. Did she expect her husband's release today? She even cried in court. Was this very emotional for her?
Yes, definitely. It was a very emotional moment. And after almost 9 years, thinking that my husband will be back in the family has been a big moment for us.
Right, Mrs. Purohit, the court saying that the trial had already been delayed for far too long. Why do you think the trial was so delayed? You said earlier today that you wished that political influence had been kept out, and that was what was most difficult for you in this situation.
I really would not be able to comment on that because all this is such a legal process. So the case has also seen a lot of ups and downs. So I think, I wouldn't really be able to say anything on the political thing.
Okay, fair enough, Aparna Purohit. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is just bail. The trial is yet to start. Would you say your family's bigger battle still lies ahead? And, you know, are you gearing up for that battle too?
I think his bail is also not as yet sunk in most of us. So, we'll just take as the day comes now.
Okay, you'll take each day as it comes. But, you know, your husband's defense was that he was a serving army officer, a military intelligence mole. Has the army, in fact, reached out to your husband in all these years that he was in jail? Is he going to return to the force once he's out?
He is a serving officer. So he will have to report back to his, and whatever is there in the rules and regulations, definitely he will definitely abide by that, and it will happen according to that.
And ma'am, what next for your family?
I'm just looking forward to my husband being home and being with his children, and really being a part of the family, which at least he could take part with the children's upbringing. That's all, right. All I'm looking forward
all
to.
All right. Aparna Purohit, clearly this is a very emotional moment for you. Thank you for speaking with us on the Buck Stops here. But clearly this goes beyond just a single person or indeed his family. The larger question of whether Lieutenant Colonel Purohit was a victim or a villain, whether this was in fact a case of saffron terror or not, where has the public, where has the prosecution failed in bringing this case really home to the people they had accused. Let me now introduce you to all my guests tonight. N.R. Vasan, former Director General of the NIA, is with us, as is Pawan Khera, spokesperson for the Congress. Professor Rakesh Sinha of the RSS also joining us on this show. And I will also be speaking to Amarendra Sharan, lawyer for the families of the victims of the Malegaon blast. Remember, he was one of the people who had opposed bail for Lieutenant Colonel Prasad Purohit. But Mr. Vasan, let me begin with you, since the NIA has clearly been the focus even of the Supreme Court today in what arguments it has given to base its decision to give bail to Lieutenant Colonel Prasad Purohit. The court saying that there are material contradictions in the charge sheet that was filed by the ATS and then the NIA. The court cannot pick or choose one version over the other. The trial is likely to take a long time, and he's already been in jail for 8 years and 8 months. All of this being taken into consideration, how can two investigating agencies have had such different charge sheets?
See, Ankita, the investigation is collection of evidence. Ankita,
yes, evidence, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Investigation is collection of evidence. The NIA was given this case for investigation in 2011, whereas the crime has taken place in 2008. Now, you will appreciate that with the passage of time, the evidence gets evaporated. It's no longer available. Much of the evidence is no longer available. So the agency which comes subsequently into the play is at a great disadvantage for investigation of the case. And in this case, let me also clarify one more thing, that even after the case was handed over to NIA,
yes,
it was not able to investigate because various people who are accused of involvement in this case, they went to various courts on one pretext or the other, which delayed the subsequent investigation which was to be taken over by NIA.
So you are saying that the accused were responsible for the delays then, that it had nothing to do with the prosecution or the agencies in proving their case? Is that your point, Mr. Vasan?
Yeah, after the case was handed over to NIA, for a number of years till 2014, there was no investigation worth the name which has been conducted by NIA, because there were different times stay of the various courts, high courts and then the apex court of the country. So that delayed the investigation. The investigation, further investigation, I will not say investigation, it's a further investigation by NIA started only after 2014. Now, there can be contradiction in the collection of evidence, especially with the passage of time. And, as per the Supreme Court judgment, what NIA has filed is a supplementary charge sheet. It's
yes.
not a fresh charge sheet.
Okay.
It's a supplementary charge sheet.
But Mr. Vasan, what would you say? What would you say? On our immediately previous program, we had the special public prosecutor Rohini Salian talking about the fact that she had gone on record to say that the NIA had backpedaled in the case under pressure, which in fact is what has led to this day, that she was pretty much forced out of her position by the NIA. How do you respond to all of that?
See, I am not privy to any of these things which have taken place, so I will not be in a position to say whether she was pressurized to dilute the case or to take a different stand than advised by the investigation agency, I will not be able to comment on that.
Okay, fair enough. But Rakesh Sinha, you know, how do you respond now to these Congress charges that the cases, and this is not just the case of the Malegaon blast, but, you know, several other so-called cases of saffron terror, as they are called, are all falling apart against those who are connected with the RSS?
Ankita, I would remind you, when one set of accused were released, all of them coincidentally were Muslims, then nobody blamed that court is acting on behest of a political party or agencies are acting on the behest of any political party. Now, when Colonel Purohit got bail.
And perhaps it was because the evidence against them didn't stand.
This was the Congress government. Agencies were acting under them. It was not the question of Congress BJP. Look, sometimes we should see the case on the basis of merit. ATS filed charge sheet against Colonel Purohit.
Yes.
And the NIA says that the date of arrest and the date of filing the charge sheet, they didn't have any time to collect the evidence. Without the collecting the evidence, you are fabricating the case, you are making the all false accusation just to fulfill the provisions of MOCOCA. Because MOCOCA should be imposed on Colonel Purohit, so charge sheet was filed. So basic all 4 years, ATS has spent its time only to fulfill the master's voice.
All right, that master,
let me
that.
Come last sentence. That yes. Master's voice was the narrative of Hindu and saffron terrorism. They have to just to fulfill.
I have a strong objection.
The army,
Mr. Sinha, please
Hindu
withdraw the word Hindu terror. I am sorry. It is Sanghi terror and not Hindu terror. I have strong objection. I am a Hindu and you can't call me a terrorist. You can't call me a terrorist. I am a Hindu and I am a proud Hindu.
Just don't be excited.
You can't do that. No, I am excited.
I am happy. Sangh does not represent me as a Hindu.
Sangh does not represent Hindus. Sangh represents a very minority Hindu.
Okay, gentlemen, let's get back to the subject at hand. Pawan Khera, how do you respond to the specific charge?
Chidambaram said Hindu terrorism and Sindhya said Sangh.
Rakesh Sinha.
Home Secretary is now your MP. Your MP, you can't be heard. He called it
okay.
Hindu terror or saffron terror.
Pawan Khera, come back to the point that specific charge that's being leveled over here against the Congress party, that this was political design by the Congress, that the ATS was jumping to to the party's instructions.
Tell me, the NIA says they have tapes, and the tapes, Mr. Sinha would be most embarrassed. Mention the conversation between Mr. Pandey, Major Upadhyay, Colonel Purohit, saying that 52 RSS people have been bought over by the ISI. I don't want to name them. Right now, they are the topmost leadership of the RSS. Let's also take those conversations seriously. Why selective? They also said that, look, which chemical to use to kill these RSS leaders who have now colluded with the ISI? Mr. Sinha, would you have any answer to that? Or you will say, no, I'll only take selectively what Colonel Purohit says today, but I won't take those taped conversations seriously. Why, but Mr. Sinha?
Having said that, we also heard Harish Salve, Mr. Purohit's lawyer, saying that, in fact, he has answered all of that by saying that he was a mole of the military intelligence, so it was a certain
Fair
amount
enough.
Of role-playing or whatever
I,
that
I'm
was
sorry.
Happening.
I, Ankita, I agree with it. Let's assume for a minute that he was a mole of the army. What was these conversations between Mr. Pandey, Mr. Shyam Apte and others? Shyam Apte is not a mole. He is an RSS leader. About RSS leadership in collusion with the ISI. Why can't we address the fundamental question here? The collusion between RSS and ISI. That's the fundamental issue here.
Okay, Rakesh Sinha, go
2008 to 2014, UPA government was there. Sonia Gandhi was chairman of the government. Manmohan Singh was the prime minister. And Sindhi and Chidambaram were the home minister. They should have arrested all the RSS leaders who were ISI agents.
No, this came out. No, I'm sorry. This came out gradually in the course of
sir,
the.
Sir, these conversations.
It's not Sonia Gandhi will go and arrest.
Let me
the
complete,
law of the
sir,
land.
Let me complete.
It existed then, and I hope
Ankita,
it exists
this is
now
not
also.
The way.
I'm sorry.
I have not interrupted. Let me answer. Let me answer. Let me answer.
Okay, gentlemen. I want to bring in another voice at this point before this descends into political abuse.
Let me answer.
Just a moment, Mr. Sinha. I will come back to you. I want to bring in Amarendra Sharan, who's lawyer of the families of the victims of the Malegaon blast. Let's not forget, and I think we are doing that in this political tutu meme, as it were, that seven people actually died. Who was responsible for that? Yes. Anyway, Mr. Sharan, as lawyer of the victims of the Malegaon blasts, you were opposing Lieutenant Colonel Purohit's bail. The court said it's been 8 years and 8 months, still no trial. Hence, there's a case for bail. Why, in your opinion, has the trial been so delayed?
The trial ought to have been finished within, say, a maximum of couple of years. ATS had inquired, and the after inquiry charge sheet had been submitted, the trial should have started. But till now, not even the charges have been framed by the court. So a prolonged incarceration without trial is a ground for bail, I admit it, but not in a serious case like this, where six innocent lives have been lost, hundreds of people have been injured. This was a matter for trial. Trial should have commenced.
So, if trial should have commenced, what, in your opinion, was the reason for this inordinate delay in the trial commencing? I mean, 9 years later, the trial still hasn't commenced.
It appears that there was enough attention was not paid by the prosecution to prosecute them quickly. Because once charge sheet was submitted, they should have gone to court. And it was a special court. They could have straight away gone for the trial.
They
didn't go for trial.
Okay.
Matter was kept hanging. Makoka was challenged. Some time was taken in that. So, procedure took time. But then I think delay was because of lack of commitment or seriousness on the part of the prosecution.
All right, I want to take that across once again to the Congress. Here we have Amarendra Sharan, lawyer for the families of the victims, saying essentially that the prosecution just didn't pursue the case as actively as it ought to have done. Now, you know, a case can fall apart in a situation like that.
No, I agree. There are procedural delays, and that is unfortunately the system we have in our judiciary. Things take time. People have enough rights to go for legal relief in different courts. Mr. Karkare lost his life in the ATS. A lot of things changed. And of course, my friend Mr. Sinha and his RSS and the BJP kept attacking Mr. Karkare, who I am sorry is a martyr for the country. But anyway, they felt that he was also a mole somewhere. But anyway,
all
he
right.
proved his
merit. No, but I do want to bring in N.R. Vasan on this also. N.R. Vasan, you also heard Amarendra Sharan there saying if an investigating agency is not interested in pursuing its own case, then there are going to be delays.
You see, Ankita, let me state very frankly that it's not only the investigation agency, it's the entire criminal justice system which is failing us.
Right.
You know, the investigation agency, the investigations are delayed, then prosecution, then judiciary, you have adjournments. As I told you, in this case itself, the people moved court and the further investigation could not take place for a number of years. Whom to blame? You know, this is a very serious issue. The person has been inside for 8 years, 8 months, without even charges being framed.
Right.
And this is not this case only. There are several such cases which are hanging fire like this. There is a need, urgent need, to look into the entire system and take some surgical measures to see that our criminal justice system is put back on rails.
All right, so you're saying that this is not about right-wing extremism cases systematically falling apart. This is really about justice.
You know, he is a commissioned officer.
He was in Pune, he was asked to move Delhi.
And in the midway, in Bhopal, he was arrested.
Yes.
He was snatched all his belongings, including his mobile. You know, the last assignment which he was doing was his connection of Simi with Pakistan. ISIE. This was the last assignment he was doing. And perhaps this was the reason that certain people who were being touched by this investigation, they plotted against Mr. Purohit. One more thing, you know, during the Congress regime, the one thing happened which was not expected in independent India, that Congress government, through such a commission, asked the army to keep the details of how many Muslims and how many Hindus.
So what is your point,
Mr. Sinha? General J.J. Singh refused to give the data, despite
so,
all
so,
the
so
all
how
the
does
claims.
This relate to the
after
case?
That, They have started attacking army through Prohit. Army has been defamed.
I have
army
another,
and this was the 10 Janpas terrorism.
Mr.
Khera, this was 10 Janpas terrorism.
Against the
Indian
Prohit
army,
says, I have
Indian security
of Muslim
and Hindu
population
society.
In the country.
And you got
this
the lesson
from
the people.
Colonel Prohit saying
got
that I have details of Muslim district-wide Muslim population
October
in the country.
4th December,
what was he doing
November,
in those details?
He was illegal custody.
What were those details? Why were those details relevant?
So now
why
Sonia
were
Gandhi
those details,
liable
details
to answer
relevant
to the
that
nation.
Muslim population district-wide in the country?
Okay, let's bring this back. Gentlemen, let's bring this back to the subject matter at hand. N.R. Vasan, I want to bring this on course again. 55 witnesses turning hostile. What would be your explanation of a situation like that?
See, when the trial takes such a long period, or when it's bound to happen, and especially in these type of terrorist cases, it is extremely important for a police officer, for an investigating officer, to collect as far as possible scientific evidence. You know, these cases and other cases, similar other cases, witnesses are bound to turn hostile with the time because they are won over by accused, they are won over by other people. So it is very difficult to, it's very easy to say the witnesses have turned hostile after 4 years, 5 years.
Right.
You can't blame investigation agency for that.
Okay.
It's extremely
interesting.
We have to cut down delays. Unless you do that,
Mr. Vasan, when ATS filed charge sheet and charge sheet lacked the evidences and you imposed Mokokka to a commissioned officer, he might be accused, he might be guilty, he might be real culprit. But without the evidences, you are imposing Mokokka and you are fabricated evidences. This is the basic flaw in the case. ATS has done. Second most important thing that CBI during its investigation of a witness disappeared. And it was CBI, after its investigation, found the ATS officers were responsible for the disappearance. Now, what happened? The government had only intention to prove that Hindutva forces were responsible for all these blasts. This was the position. So ATS or the NIA were crippled by the government's diktat. When Home Minister is saying that
is that then really the broader question over here, the independence of investigating agencies? Is that what we come down to then, Mr. Vasan, time and time again, whether it's this regime or the previous one, cases or charge sheets can change in their entirety because of political pressure? Is that what we are seeing here then?
No, you see, the investigation agencies has to work independently. This party or that party should not make any difference to investigation, whether this investigation or that investigation.
In an ideal world, I would agree with you, sir, but
do we
live in an ideal world?
No, we don't. That's what I was saying, that our criminal justice system has been crippled. Our investigation agencies do not work in a professional manner. It's very unfortunate. And second thing, let us also not sit on the judgment whether ATS did a bad job or NI did a good job. I think this is for the courts to decide.
All right.
I think we should give a fair chance to court to decide. But only thing is, we have to cut down the delays.
Cut down delays, and I think that really is the crux of what we've seen today. The charges against Lieutenant Colonel Purohit would probably carry a maximum term of about 7 years or so, and he's already been in jail for longer than that. So, that's a question that perhaps ought to be raised as well. I'd like to thank my panelists for joining me on this discussion tonight. We'll have a lot more on this going ahead. For the moment, thanks for watching.